All right, joining us on 93 WIBC from the National Weather Service of Indianapolis, Jason Puma. Jason, it sounds like pretty much nearly the entire state of Indiana is going to get a lot wetter over these next few days with a lot of rain falling. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we're going to see a pair of weather systems move across central Indiana over the next couple of days, and that's going to add up to a wet Wednesday and a wet Thursday, and rain will finally move out on Friday morning. When it's all said and done, we could see anywhere between 2 and 3 inches of rain across central Indiana.
I understand, did you guys have to cancel a statewide tornado test because of the whole coronavirus thing?
We decided to not add additional information to the area today and let people focus on the virus stuff that's going on instead. So we did cancel today's severe weather awareness test. However, it is still Severe Weather Preparedness Week, and we still encourage people to review their safety plans and be ready for spring storms, because that's one thing we can guarantee here in Indiana, that we will get spring storms over the course of the spring.
Is that kind of going to be the norm going forward? Are you guys going to plan any other tornado tests in the future, or just kind of lay back until this thing blows over?
Generally, we only have our tornado test once a year. We do have our weather radio tests that are every Wednesday. We will continue with our weather radio tests. But generally speaking, the tornado test at this point, it looks like it's canceled for this year. But, you know, circumstances do change. So stay tuned. You never know.
Is there any, with all this rain coming, do you think any of it could be severe? Or are we just looking at a lot of steady downpour of showers?
Today looks like mainly a rainy day. Tomorrow we could see a few more thunderstorms around the area, and we can't rule out an isolated severe storm, but it certainly doesn't look like a widespread type severe event tomorrow. So we're going to look at that more today as we get closer towards tomorrow.
What's the wind going to be like? Pretty gusty?
Today we'll have winds essentially, around from the east, around 7 to 9 miles an hour, around 10 tonight. And then a little bit more gusty tomorrow, 10 to 20 miles an hour.
What are some of the main threats whenever we have a lot of rain or, you know, possibly thunderstorms like this?
One of the things we'd like people to review is flooding precautions. When we get a lot of rain like this, particularly in the spring, the ground is pretty saturated still, so it doesn't take a lot of rain to result in a flooding or a flash flooding type situation. So I know a lot of people aren't driving out and about, but if you are driving out and about, you want to avoid driving your vehicle into floodwaters. And also, floodwaters are not a good place for kids to play, despite what they might think. So keep children out of floodwaters. Rapidly moving waters can easily knock somebody off their feet and sweep them downstream. So always stay out of floodwaters.
With it being Severe Weather Preparedness Week, what kind of things do you want to emphasize to folks?
Preparedness is the number one key, and that means having a plan. That means knowing what to do at your home, school, or business. And it also means that you have to have a good way to get that weather information. Having multiple ways of getting that warning information, whether it's from WIBC, the NOAA National Weather Service Radio, or your smartphone, having all those devices available, those are great ways to get that warning information, because if one of those devices might fail, you'll have the other one to fall back upon. So that's number one, getting that information. Number two, having your plan in place, knowing when to put it into action to keep your family and your coworkers or perhaps your school members or schoolmates safe.
How has the coronavirus, how has everything with that impacted what you guys do at the National Weather Service?
We're still manned here 24/7. We have a kind of a minimal staffing right now, and we're gearing down to more or less essentially just essential services right now. Some of our administrative folks are teleworking, and when people have training shifts and stuff, they're utilizing teleworking as well. Training from home is also.
All right, National Weather Service of Indianapolis meteorologist Jason Puma. Jason, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.